Hello, hello, hello. This is Carlos. Welcome back to the Dating Advice Guru Secret Podcast. Well, it's not so secret anymore, which is kind of a cool thing. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to help out, why don't you tell a few of your lady friends that Carlos has got it going on? He's got the stuff that really works. He's got the real deal when it comes to what men think and how men feel about relationships. Today, what I'm going to talk about is the number one secret reason why he won't commit to you. Yep, and his three lies. Does it ever feel like the man in your life is ducking out on being with you? I mean, really being with you? Like, it's almost like he's really just half-hearted about your relationship. Not quite one foot in the relationship and not really out the door either. Now, that feeling is stressful, isn't it? It's almost like being kept in limbo. And that feeling is very insecure. Scary even. You don't know where things are going, and it's not like you need him to propose or anything. I mean, yeah, that'd be kind of nice, right? But it would just be nice to know that you're not wasting your time. You can hang in there for a little while if you got some promise of future benefits. And you want to know that he shares some of the same feelings for you as you do for him. Does he love you, you wonder? Well, first, let's talk about the reasons. I mean, excuses that he gives that just plain aren't true. Now, these are the top three little white lies you'll hear that he uses to not commit. White lie number one, I'm not ready for a relationship, or I'm not ready for anything serious. Okay, this one, plain and simple, is bullshit. Translation of what he's saying is, it's not that I don't want a relationship, I just don't want one with you. Now, what you think is, hey, you know what? If this guy really likes me, it's only a matter of time before he's ready for a relationship with me. I'm sure I can convince him to date me if I keep him close and keep it friendly. Real friendly. Okay, I kind of broke into my evil laugh there, but you know what? It's also BS when you use this excuse on guys. Oh yeah, you know you've used it, right? I'm just not ready for anything serious right now. No, what you're saying is, I don't know if I can take you seriously, so I'm going to play my cards so that, well, let's just be as safe as possible. There isn't a person on the planet who won't jump headfirst into a relationship with someone that they've got hot chemistry with. Period. I don't care if you're 25 minutes out of your last relationship. Every single one of us is willing to go for it, okay? The second the pain starts to fade from the last breakup, you're ready. Where do you think rebound relationships come from, silly? So when he says this, I'm not ready thing, see it for what it is. It's just a preemptive excuse to bail out when the time suits him. White lie number two, I'm afraid of getting hurt. Nope, that's not it. Translation on this one, he might be afraid of finding he's only got the hots for your body and then having to find a comfortable exit later on. So he'll use this excuse to keep his distance. Now, what you think is, oh, look at him. He's hurting. I'm the perfect girl to show him that he can love again. Look, the reality is that guys want sex. Actually, he needs it. A lot of it. It's a requirement of being a man. This is neither a good thing nor a bad thing. It's just the way we're built. And the younger he is, well, probably the more he wants and the more he needs it. So he might have thrown that out there, probably with the first one about not being ready for anything serious to kind of start off his hit parade, and just to let you know that this was probably only going to be about crazy monkey love in bed. So don't be too surprised, all right? Still, every man will jump into a relationship if there's more than great sex to be had. Most guys don't have pickup artist ability to meet and bed women on a regular basis, so if he sees a good thing that also comes with a healthy sex life, he's going to jump at it. White lie number three is, I don't have time right now to devote to a relationship, or he's too busy, or whatever, right? Well, translation here, I don't want to make time for you. Relationships look like too much work. How about we just hook up instead? Now, what you think is, I'm busy too. I don't see why we can't make this work. I'll try anyway. You want the real reality? If that woman is someone we really want and feel for, we'll make the time. The best evidence of a person's interest and feelings is the time they choose to spend with you. All right, I want you to write that down. I want you to highlight it and underline it because it's the biggest chunk of truth you will ever hear about relationships, the one that nobody tells you but is real. if that woman is somebody we really want, if it's somebody that we really care about, if it's somebody we really feel attraction for, we will make the time. Because guess what? You do. I'll bet you do. Oh, yes, you do. If you find a guy, or who knows, maybe even a girl that you're really, really interested in, and you want to create that connection, you will make the time. Okay? You look at the evidence. Don't listen to the words. Look at the evidence. See, this guy is just testing the waters to see if he can just hook up with you and then see what happens. He doesn't want to get locked into a relationship with a woman that he isn't sure about. But yeah, he'll take the sex as a consolation prize. Now, why do men give these excuses? Well, there's two primary reasons. Before I get into the number one secret reason why he won't commit to you, I gotta tell you why he gives you these excuses. Reason number one, he just doesn't want to hurt your feelings. Look, guys have a tough enough time figuring out how they feel. To try and communicate it, much less get you to understand the real reason, is beyond many men. So it's always going to be easier to just give you a pat reason that you can buy into. Just like you do when you have to tell a guy you're not attracted to that you're not really interested in him. Just like you do when you have to tell a guy that you're not attracted to that you're not really interested in him, right? Yeah, we know you do that too. Like telling us you have a boyfriend. Reason number two is that he saw something that made him wonder if you were really the one. Now, this one is really big. It's huge, in fact. 90% of an iceberg is hidden under the water. Well, 90% of his real reason iceberg is right here. To say it a bit more strongly, you spooked him. You were probably going along fine, and then you slipped up in a moment of weakness. Hey, it happens. Maybe you let it slip that you love him before he had a chance to figure out his own feelings. Maybe you lost emotional control in a moment of insecurity. Maybe you texted him a few too many times, and he caught a whiff of needy behavior. Maybe you were a bit too controlling. Maybe you made him look bad in public. Maybe you didn't give him enough encouragement and feedback when he really needed it. Now, you might not know those are needs of men, but they are. Sure, you know it was a slip-up, a momentary lapse of reason, an innocent oversight, but now you're not sure how to fix the mistake. And while you try to figure out how to proceed, he starts to pull away. Oh no, you think, did I mess it up? Well, if you're hearing this right now, you've got the benefit of my help to help save the day, help save this situation. Now, get your apron on, because it's going to get a little messy in this kitchen. You ready for it? Here's the number one reason a man won't commit to you. He's not sure yet. You see, most men have no true desire to settle down with one woman for the rest of his life until he's sure that he's got something he doesn't want to lose. He's got to feel really, really sure to take that step. I mean, really sure, honey. You see, men understand on a very primal level that his well-being, his very survival, depends on choosing a woman who complements him. In other words, completes him and makes him feel like he's got an ally, a best friend, a supporter who will give him the energy to take on the world. Yeah, this is the junk that's really running around in our head, believe it or not. Plus, we want to commit, but we don't want to hurt you. Let me say that again. We want to commit to you, but we don't want to hurt you. We want you to be our one and only, just as much as you might want us, but we gotta feel sure. Most men know that choosing the right woman will make us happy, but the penalties for choosing poorly are steep. Men in unhappy marriages have more health problems and die much younger. No, I'm not going to joke about that one. We also know that we won't be as happy, and we will actually earn less over the course of our lifetime. And I haven't even mentioned the penalties for divorce and loss of custody of any children. So the bottom line here is that men will need a whole lot of evidence that it's worth his while to mate for life before he's going to take that step. So how can he possibly know if you're the one or not? What signals do you give off? Well, one of the biggest warning signals he can spot is if you're looking for a commitment too soon from us. We pick up on that one right away, because when it's too early, we think that it's needy or insecure behavior, all right? And men don't want to feel like emotional life support for another person, even if that's not what you meant to communicate. This signal usually comes up in small ways that you might not realize you're giving off. There are many more signals that women give off by accident, unintentionally. And if you don't know what they are, then you could be losing the men that you want to keep. But you can stop the unhealthy patterns before they take over your relationship. This is the only way for you to get him to commit to you 100%. If you want to know more about doing this, go on over and check out my super quick little presentation. It's a great little video presentation. It's new. And this video will give you the real deal on what it takes to stop a man from pulling away for good. So go on over to datingadviceguru.com/commitment. That's datingadviceguru.com/commitment. And hey, see if you can learn something there, because I think you're going to be surprised when you learn what it is that all men obey in relationships. It's called the love law. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/commitment, and I'll be talking again soon. This is Carlos Cavallo from Dating Advice Guru with that number one reason that men won't commit to you. And find out how you overcome that at the site. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/commitment. I'll be talking again hopefully next week. Tune in and turn it on. And as always, live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.